안녕하십니까? 2023학년도 10월 고3 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2023학년도 10월 고3 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention, please. Welcome to the Wonderland Amusement Park. We take great pride in providing you with thrilling rides, shows, and attractions. However, we regret to inform you that due to the bad weather, outdoor rides will be temporarily closed. We'll monitor the weather and reopen outdoor rides as soon as conditions permit. In the meantime, please enjoy our exciting indoor rides, shows, and interactive exhibits. We kindly request that you cooperate, as your safety is our top priority. We apologize for any inconvenience. Thank you.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer, what are you doing?
I'm checking an email. It says that I should change my password on my social media account.
When was the last time you changed your password?
Actually, I've never changed it since I created my account.
You mean you've been using the same password all this time?
Yes, I haven't changed any of my passwords on my online accounts. I forget my passwords easily.
That's too risky. It's important to change your passwords regularly to prevent potential hacking attempts.
That makes sense. How often should I change my passwords?
Experts recommend changing passwords every 3 to 6 months.
I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Jessica, your host from Happy Days. Today, we're going to explore the art of gracefully declining someone's request. The key to this is offering a reason when saying no. By doing so, we create understanding, prevent any potential misunderstandings, and strengthen our connections with others. Of course, there may be exceptions, but in general, giving an explanation can truly make a big difference. It shows that we care about the other person's feelings, while still being honest about our own limitations. We'll be back with more tips after the break. Stay tuned!
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Ted, what are you looking at on your smartphone?
Hi, Nancy. It's a photo of the food truck that my brother Tom recently opened. Take a look.
Okay. Oh, I love this teddy bear on top of the truck. It's very cute.
Right. Do you see the sign on the truck?
Yes, it says Tom's Organic Food. Your brother is selling organic food. Nice.
Yeah, this man inside the truck is my brother.
He looks cool wearing his chef's hat.
Look at this standing signboard for the menu. Isn't it pretty?
Absolutely. I like that it's decorated with flowers.
And my brother set up this table with a parasol for the customers.
Yeah, the striped pattern parasol looks good. I'd like to visit the food truck someday.
Sure, let's go there together.
5번 대화를 듣고 남자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Stella. How's everything going with the arts and crafts market preparations?
Hi, Anthony. It's going well. Many local artists are excited to join.
That's fantastic news. Have you secured any sponsors for the event?
Yes. Two local businesses have agreed to sponsor the market.
Wonderful. Have you found a suitable location?
Sure. I've already reserved the town square.
You're doing an amazing job. Is there anything I can do to help?
On the market day, we'll need some volunteers to help with setup and registration. Do you think you could find some?
Of course. I'll recruit volunteers through a promotional message on my social media.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing on the internet?
I'm shopping for a cotton candy machine for Jason's birthday party.
That's a good idea. Jason will love it.
Sure. I'm having difficulty choosing between these two options, though. One is $50 and the other is $70.
I think the $70 one will be better. Look, it has better reviews.
I agree. I'll go for it.
Don't we need packs of sugar powder for the cotton candy, too?
You're right. Let's buy some. How about these? They're $5 per pack.
Good. Hang on. If we buy 3 packs, we can get $3 off the total price.
Great. Let's get 3 packs, then. I'll place the order now.
Go ahead.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 학교 정원 음악회에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Brandon. Long time no see. How have you been?
Hi, Laura. I had some trouble with my wrist, but now I'm feeling much better.
I didn't know that. So you're back in the music room today to practice the cello?
Yeah, I missed being here a lot.
I was wondering if you'd like to join me for the school garden music concert.
I'd love to. When is it?
It's on Friday, November 24th. We'll have plenty of time to practice.
Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to make it then.
Ah, you're entering the cello contest around that time, right?
I decided not to. I have to focus on preparing for a college entrance interview.
Oh, when is it?
It's the day after the garden concert. That's why I can't participate in the concert.
I understand. Good luck with your interview.
8번. 대화를 듣고 컴퓨터 수업에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Grandma, look at this leaflet. It was in your postbox.
What is it, sweetheart?
It's about free computer classes specifically designed for the elderly. Are you interested?
Sure. Let me have a look. Oh, they take place in the Crombie Community Center. That's quite convenient.
Right. Volunteers from the college will come to teach older people like you.
Cool. What kind of things will they teach us?
Many things, including sending emails and surfing the web.
Perfect. And the classes will run for 3 months, starting on October 16th.
Yeah, they'll be held every Monday and Wednesday.
That's great timing. How do I sign up for them?
You can simply call the community center and register.
I see.
9번. 써니빌 커피 엑스포에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Coffee lovers, listen up. The Sunnyville Coffee Expo is back. It'll be held on November 18th and 19th at the Jefferson Convention Center. For just $20 per day, you can be part of this fantastic event with famous coffee experts. And here's the best part. You get a free mug with each ticket. This year's theme is From Bean to Brew, which means you'll learn everything about coffee, from the cultivation of the beans to the art of brewing. Plus, you'll be able to taste coffee from 6 coffee-producing countries, including Brazil and Vietnam. You can get a discount if you book early. Visit our website for more information. See you there.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구매할 SIM 카드를 고르시오.
Paul, I need to buy a SIM card for my upcoming trip to Australia. Do you know any good website?
Yes. I'll show you one on my smartphone. Here it is. Have a look.
Okay. I don't think this plan will work for me, since I'll be traveling for more than a week.
Then you can choose one from these 4. How about this one?
I'm afraid the data is not enough for me. I need at least 20 gigabytes. I'm a heavy internet user.
I see. That eliminates this option. I recommend one with free international calls.
Right. I'll make a lot of calls to my family and friends.
Now you have two options left. Which one do you prefer?
This one seems expensive to me. I'll go for the other one.
Good choice.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sonia. Where are you going with that gift box and flowers?
Hi, Ethan. I'm heading to the hospital to visit my aunt, Lisa. She had a baby yesterday.
What amazing news. Congratulations. How are they doing?
12번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mark, I remember that you learned how to swim last year. Do you still go swimming?
Of course. I make sure to visit the swimming pool at least 3 times a week.
Good for you. But isn't it too cold to swim these days?
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gina, do you know what experiment we're doing in biology class today?
Sure. We're going to use a microscope to observe broccoli cells.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever had a chance to do this kind of experiment before?
No, it's my first time getting a close look at plant cells.
Same here. I've only seen illustrations of them in the textbook.
Me too. I wonder what real plant cells look like.
I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah. Oh, the class is about to start. Let's head to the lab quickly.
Okay. We'll have a lot of fun in the lab, exploring a hidden world within a vegetable.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Hi. I heard that your bookstore buys old books from customers. Is that true?
Yes. We buy and sell old books here.
That's great. Actually, I have a bag of classic novels that you might be interested in.
Good. Show me what you have.
Here they are.
Wow, these are all remarkable books. I'd love to purchase them. How about $50 for the whole lot?
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Perfect. Your books contribute to the quality collection in our store. Thank you for bringing them in.
You're welcome. It feels great to sell my old books to someone who appreciates them.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 리디아가 미스터 로빈슨에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lydia is a talented high school student who dreams of attending an art college. This year, she decides to enter the school festival brochure competition. She is eager to win because the winning artist's name will be included on the brochure. Lydia works hard to create a beautiful design and submits it to Mr. Robinson, the person responsible for the brochure. Her hard work pays off when she wins the competition. She excitedly looks forward to seeing her name alongside her artwork on the brochure. However, when Mr. Robinson shows her the first draft of the brochure, Lydia notices that her name is missing. She wants to point out the problem to Mr. Robinson. In this situation, what would Lydia most likely say to Mr. Robinson?
Hello,
class. Let's continue talking about animals today. Most animals become independent quite early, some even shortly after they're born. However, some animals really enjoy staying with their mothers for a long time. Chimpanzees live with their mothers for an extended period of time. They are reported to stay with their mothers until they are teenagers. Elephants are also known to live with their mothers for up to 16 years, and sometimes even a lifetime. Giraffes typically enjoy the company of their mothers for up to 2 years. Occasionally, female giraffes travel with their mothers until the parent dies. Lastly, polar bears remain with their mothers until they are 2.5 years old. During this period, they learn important survival skills necessary for living in the Arctic environment. Now, let's watch a video clip about these animals.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, class. Let's continue talking about animals today. Most animals become independent quite early, some even shortly after they're born. However, some animals really enjoy staying with their mothers for a long time. Chimpanzees live with their mothers for an extended period of time. They are reported to stay with their mothers until they are teenagers. Elephants are also known to live with their mothers for up to 16 years, and sometimes even a lifetime. Giraffes typically enjoy the company of their mothers for up to 2 years. Occasionally, female giraffes travel with their mothers until the parent dies. Lastly, polar bears remain with their mothers until they are 2.5 years old. During this period, they learn important survival skills necessary for living in the Arctic environment. Now, let's watch a video clip about these animals.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (18번부터는) 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.